What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome. So glad you're here with us.
Hey, everyone. Great to be diving in again.
So here at Academia BSB, we do things, you know, a bit differently. We're not just your English teacher.
Nope. We're also out there online living that social media life.
Exactly. We're kind of bridging that gap, showing you how learning English can actually be like fun, as fun as scrolling your feed, maybe.
Totally. We really believe learning happens everywhere, not just stuck in a classroom.
For sure. And to really connect, like really connect today, you kind of got to get the expressions people actually use every single day.
Uh-huh. The real stuff.
Which brings us to today's deep dive. We are jumping headfirst into something. Well, it's super important if you want to sound natural, confident, you know, when you're chatting with native English speakers.
That's like talking slang.
Yes, slang. We pulled out our Academia BSB class notes sections expression for this, and we're basically going to break it all down for you.
Okay, so first things first, what is slang exactly? Let's get clear on that.
Good point. It's like the super informal words, phrases, the stuff that pops up in chats, you know?
And it changes pretty fast sometimes, right? Yeah. Very dynamic.
Oh, totally fast. It's the language you hear your friends use, maybe see trending online somewhere. It's definitely not always textbook English.
Right. But it's a massive part of how people really talk. Getting the hang of it, that's a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you sound more authentic.
And feel more part of the culture, right? It just makes your conversations more engaging, relatable.
Absolutely. You connect on a whole different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, sometimes you study English, you know all the grammar, heaps of vocabulary.
Yeah, you do all the hard work.
And then you chat with someone who grew up speaking English and it feels like, whoa, different language entirely.
It really can. Mm-hmm. Because everyday conversations are just packed, absolutely packed, with slang you probably didn't learn formally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a common thing we hear.
It is. Formal education, it often focuses, understandably, on standard English.
Yeah.
What we want to do here is give you that inside scoop.
The real deal.
Exactly. The language people are actually using right now.
Yeah.
So you can feel, you know, way more comfortable just jumping into conversations. Confident.
So yeah, today we're using our Academia BSB class notes as our guide, basically, through this whole world of slang.
The idea is for you to get how to sprinkle these little linguistic gems into your own chats naturally.
Okay, but let's talk hurdles. One of the big ones with slang, it doesn't always follow the rules, right? Grammar, logic, sometimes it just doesn't track.
Not at all. You often can't guess the meaning just by looking at the words themselves. It's not logical in that way.
Totally. You can't just like translate it word for word from your language and hope it makes sense. It usually won't.
The meaning is often completely figurative, totally different from the literal reading. That's why understanding the context, the vibe is so, so important.
Okay. So knowing how to use it, where does that help? Practically speaking.
Oh, all sorts of places. Just hanging out with friends, obviously. But also understanding social media, memes, online stuff.
Yeah, definitely online.
And even sometimes in more relaxed work environments. Knowing the current slang helps you fit in, communicate more effectively, adds a bit of flair.
Flair. I like that. It shows you're kind of tuned in. You get it.
Exactly. You understand the implied meaning, not just the surface level.
And yeah, in our classes at Academia BSB, we really focus on the up-to-date stuff, the slang you're actually going to hear, like right now, online, in chats.
It has to be relevant. That's the key. It's about keeping current with how the language is literally evolving, like day by day sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. Like a living thing.
It really is. Mm. Slang reflects culture, trends, what's happening in the moment. Understanding it gives you this real insight.
Okay, so digging into our class notes then, we've got this key section, how to study slang. Makes sense. What's tip number one?
All right, number one, and this is crucial, pay attention to context.
Context, okay. Sounds obvious, but maybe it's not.
Well, it's especially true for slang. Way more than formal language. The meaning can change massively depending on the situation, who's talking, even their tone of voice, you know.
Right, right. You really need to see it. Like in action, you can't just memorize a list.
Exactly. Which leads nicely into the second tip. See how native speakers use it.
Okay, so observe. Where's the best place for that?
Well, nowadays, being online is a huge advantage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at social media comments, watch videos, listen to music lyrics. See how people actually integrate it.
For sure. Soak it in. Which kind of connects to point number three, I think. Don't force it.
Oh, definitely. This is a big one. Slang needs to feel natural when you use it.
Yeah, like if you're just shoehorning terms in that you don't fully get or that don't fit the vibe of the conversation.
It can sound really awkward. Or worse, you might use it incorrectly. It's much better to wait, use it confidently when you know it fits.
Good advice. Okay, what's next? Tip four.
Tip four is understand the nuances.
Nuances, meaning?
Meaning that some slang terms aren't just one simple definition. They can have slightly different meanings, different feelings or connotations, depending on exactly how they're used.
Ah, okay, so it's not always black and white. A word could have its normal meaning and then this extra slang layer on top.
Precisely. Yeah. An added layer of emotion or attitude or maybe group identity.
Gotcha. And to really level up your slang game, tip five is be aware of trends.
Yes. The big challenge, slang changes constantly, all the time.
What's cool today? Cringe tomorrow.
Pretty much. That's the fun, but also the difficulty. You gotta stay in the loop, keep your ear out for new stuff, and also kind of notice when older slang is fading away.
It's like fashion, but for words.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing, just like with idioms we discussed before, trying to translate slang directly from your first language.
Doesn't work. Right.
Rarely works. Mm-hmm. The humor, the specific cultural reference point.
Yeah.
It just gets lost in translation most of the time.
Yeah. Slang is super cultural. What's big in, say, the U.S. might be totally different from the U.K. or Australia.
Exactly. Or even different between regions or social groups within the same country. It's very specific.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up for today. What's the big takeaway here?
The big takeaway. Basically, getting comfortable with up-to-date slang is really key if you want to sound more like a native speaker in just, you know, normal everyday chats.
And to really get the current culture.
Absolutely. Deeper connection, deeper understanding.
And, you know, academia, BSB, with our whole approach, being teachers, but also being active online.
Yeah, it gives you that unique bridge, doesn't it? Between the structured learning and the real messy, evolving language you actually hear and use.
That's the vibe. That's what we're going for. So next time you're scrolling your feed, watching something in English.
Pay attention. Listen out for those slang words.
Yeah, you might be surprised how much you start picking up once you're looking for it. And, okay, here's a little something to think about.
Ooh, homework.
Ha! Sort of. Think about a popular slang term from where you're from in your first language. Now, imagine trying to explain what it really means.
To someone who only gets the literal words.
Exactly. How would you even start? It really makes you think, right? About how this stuff works.
That's a great exercise. Mm-hmm. It really highlights the challenge and the beauty of slang, I guess.
For sure. And hey, maybe in future deep dives, we can get into some specific terms, you know, break down where they came from, how to use them.
Could be fun. Lots to explore there. So yeah, stay tuned, everyone.